Whether your relationship just fell apart and your ex got to keep the bed, or you got bed bugs and are super broke, take it from me. Sometimes you need a mattress on the fly. And you know the stats. You spend a third of your life in bed. A good night's sleep is crucial for productivity and general wellness. That's why I'm so excited to say that today's episode of Please Advise is brought to you by Casper Mattresses. Casper has premium mattresses for a fraction of the cost. They've cut out the middleman, aka those creepy showrooms where you lie on beds in front of strangers and feel forced to make a decision so that you, the consumer, don't have to deal with any markups or pushy salespeople. Get $50 off any mattress purchase by visiting casper.com/advise and enter promo code ADVISE. Try it out for 100 nights, and if you don't like it, send it back for a full refund, and you will like it. Former Please Advise guest Jackie Johnson sleeps on a Casper, and she loves it. That's casper.com/advise. Enter promo code ADVISE. Terms and conditions apply. Okay, so it's episode 100, part two, which is really just episode 101, and I'm not going to try and put that past you guys. Like, I'm not going to lie to you and say that it's 100, part one. That's not, that's numbers are for real. Like, sometimes I say numbers aren't real, but they are very important for society, actually. We need them to keep us in line. And that said, please go vote for Hillary. And I love you, and I'm very afraid for our country, and I don't talk about it on this podcast. But I'm sad all the time. And I really am. I'm screaming inside all the time, literally every day right now. So I love you guys. And also, I have Meredith Braisloss and Ryan Bailey, gay unicorn or whatever you wanted me to call him. What did you want me to call you?
Just a unicorn.
Oh, just a unicorn. Okay. Unicorn Ryan Bailey is here as well.
Hey, let's do this again.
Okay. Anyway, DJ James Kennedy is here with Meredith Braisloss. And we're going to answer one of your questions. But wait, first, how are you guys?
I'm feeling great.
Yeah, what is it? What a great collection of people. This is pretty amazing.
It's
yeah.
really
it's
like
cool.
a stained glass of humanity. No, up it's in
always,
all of
it's always eclectic. It's always great to sweat in front of an amazing group of people. Like,
and that's mostly what we've done together.
I'm sweating.
Like, there seems to be
I'm
a
drunk.
Common fucking theme. Yeah. I literally texted my wife and go, "This is." There's some problem that when I'm with Molly, I just seem to sweat profusely.
I have to thank you for this friendship with Ryan Bailey. He's really magnificent.
And I'm so happy.
Literally, like that. Are we allowed to talk? Or are we? Oh, no, I'm saying that is. Okay, no. I had this thought, actually. I didn't write it in the card. But ever since I did the podcast a couple months ago, my life and Molly and Christina and even Mary, you guys have improved my life at least by 20%. And, like, that's an actual figure.
It's a real number.
No. I haven't, like... You guys have done so much. Like, I know I really am. God, I'm too drunk to actually say this, but I literally enjoy talking to Molly, Christina, Meredith. You guys, like, no, but it really does actually make my life so much better, and I'm so excited.
Thank you.
But it is weird to meet somebody, you know, when you're in your 70s.
It's hard to meet like-minded people.
No, it's a very cool point in my life to actually meet you guys, and... we'll cut this out.
Welcome to our coven, honey.
Yeah.
Thank you. Welcome
so
to the coven,
that's,
babe.
Okay,
do you want me to give you a bando agenda? I have one left in my desk for you. Listen, thank you so much, you guys, for being here. You're two of my favorite guests. Meredith, I heard you have a little gift for me.
I do have a gift for you, and it's an inside joke, so we're going to have to explain it once we open it.
If I cry or something, I'm going to be a little mad, but not really. Okay. Oh, it's very pretty teal ribbon.
That's a gun. This
is a very beautiful...
I actually bought that ribbon for a Hello Giggles thing years and years ago, and I bought that wrapping paper for Ariana's birthday last year.
Girl, this is beautiful. I'm actually, like, saving this wrapping paper. Like, the person I bought this house from, Stanton, who, like, when he left all his shit in this house for, like, 30 days, and I, like, let him keep it here because I didn't have the nerve to tell him to evacuate. Like, I found all of his... gift bags that he's ever gotten in his life with the original tissue paper stuffed in them in one of the closets in perfect line to order because he's like, oh my God, you got me.
What is it?
So Meredith got me a set of bamboo utensils which is
Meredith.
A very important relationship marker for us is that Meredith is like the neatest, cleanest person I know, but she doesn't own, she owns bamboo utensils, which are the least practical thing I've ever heard of in my life.
So Molly asked me to come over one night. She was going to make me dinner. She's like, I don't have my tongs. They're like packed away. And I was like, well, I have bamboo spatulas. And then she made fun of me for years and years and years.
What did you paint on this?
PLZ. I painted PLZ.
It's not
Zilp.
I'm like, ZLP. I was like, damn, ZLP?
What does this stand for? Jody Sweeten? Like, I'm like, oh, where's the Jody in it all?
There's no Jody. Unfortunately,
I got a Jody necklace. Okay, so Ryan Bailey got me a Coke bottle cap necklace that has a picture of Candace Cameron and Jody Sweeten in the center of it, which is really cool to me because they're family and it means a lot that he would go out of his way to find me an accessory about my family. Like, that's very meaningful to me. Sorry, I'm clanking these. It's meaningful to me, and I thank you. And he also, you guys, emotionallybrokenpsychos.com. Meredith is our producer on that. Thank you for my bamboo. This is amazing. Meredith is our producer on Emotionally Broken Psychos, and Ryan Bailey is our second guest ever. He fucking killed, or third. He killed me the other day.
We just posted it on Monday, so people should go back and take
a
listen.
Wait, it's already on?
Yeah. It's
posted?
It's going up. Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, oh, Ryan, it's okay.
Hey, guys, 2015.
Back in time, baby. Yes. Yes. Enter Doc Brown. But, like, it's fucking psyching. It's fucking
guys, 101
so
is off the rails. Wow.
Let's take
crazy.
Our call.
Hello to Molly and Christina and guest. Hope that all is well with the Please Advise gang. Calling with a three-parter. One, a request / feedback. Two, recommendation. And three, a question. To start with, I have got to say, I was legit crying from laughing so hard hearing a couple episodes back Molly describe the plot of Early Edition. And I would just love if this was a recurring theme with any new millennial guest, because that just made my week, legit. Okay, second is a show recommendation. If you're not already watching, I highly recommend the show Guilt on Freeform, nay ABC Family. It's kind of like The Killing, but with more of a PLL vibe to like the story of like Amanda Knox. The lead girl looks like Fiona Apple. Billy Zane plays a delicious CAD lawyer. We're only about three episodes in, but it's really good. I think any Pretty Little Liars fan would be on board as well. It's really interesting, and I'm digging it. And then lastly, my question would be from Molly Snaps. I'm gathering she's pretty into the OJ hole, as I am as well. I know you mentioned that someone you knew had information about who really did it. I will not press you to divulge that information, but just kind of what, like, your thoughts and feels on, like, this great American tragedy based off all this information that's coming at us real hard this year. Please advise.
Okay, I'm going to answer your questions in reverse, baby. One, I definitely know who killed Nicole Brown Simpson, but I'm not going to tell you because you'd be insane to think I'm not going to try and figure out how to make money off this story. But I will tell you this. I know who killed Nicole Brown Simpson, and it was not OJ.
I have an anecdote as well.
It was not OJ.
No, I'm just saying... Molly,
you have
Molly
to call him OJ.
This. Molly shared her OJ theory with me one night over a text message. And let me just tell Please Advise Nation that she is completely wrong. Like, it was like one of the few faltering moments in our relationship where I was like, I do not think Molly is right.
That's because you don't know how to really dream. Like, honestly,
Molly, that's all I do is dream. I'm a dreamer. Like, you're a doer, I'm a dreamer.
No, actually, this is the same thing. Is that Ed and I were up here with Leslie Grossman not that long ago talking about something, and like, she was like, I would want to know the information. I would want to know the facts. And like, Christina was like, me too. And Ed and I are looking at each other being like, denial is our world, baby. Let me bathe in her.
I mean, like, look, I've heard the OJ story.
Who killed her?
I don't have that for you. I've only heard it told to me over sweat and drinks in your kitchen.
Wait.
But I will say
this. Is that me? Is that a joke about me? Sweat and drinks? Is that a joke about me? How dare you, Meredith?
We all sweat here, Ryan.
No.
Ryan sweats the most, but we all sweat
here. I have a cornerstone on sweat.
You gotta own something.
No.
I actually, so my friend was in the dance class with Nicole Brown Simpson. Let me try that again. Nicole Brown Simpson's daughter.
What's her name? Sasha?
Mikhail Baryshnikov.
That's a good question.
I don't know. It's a good guess, right?
Yeah, totally. So that sounds like Sasha. A girl in a dance class. Totally. My friend was in dance class with her and was at the recital, the like last place Nicole Brown Simpson was ever
before
seen.
Before they had the dinner at her. That's before they had mm-hmm. the dinner at where Ron
Goldman
was working, yeah.
But saw her hours before,
like,
she died.
Literally, how dare you come on here and not properly represent for the Goldman family, Ryan? Like, you have to know we're underdog people
by the way,
here.
Let me point out to the police. You need to literally be waving the Goldman mustache. I have a Mr. Goldman mustache. I have a mustache that is like pointed in two directions. No, I tried to get Molly to watch that O.J. Simpson documentary because it moved me so much. And this
I'm three parts in.
This is for me been the summer of O.J. And Molly did not, like, she was like, I was expecting a little bit more from
Sydney Brooke Simpson. I've heard from everyone it starts slow. Okay, I'm going to do it.
For the O.J. documentary for
which
Molly.
Brings me to part two of this, which is that finally for one fucking day of my goddamn mother-loving life, I get to have a fucking free day with no people in my house at 7 a.m. being like, hey, Molly, we lost your keys again. Fucking let us in. Like, we're like, hey, like, fucking whatever. Like, people bug me all the time. And tomorrow
Sunday's going to be your day.
I got no one. I got nothing. Like, all I'm going to do is eat chicken salad in my bed, watch this OJ shit, and then two, literally guilt. Yes, girl, I have this shit on my DVR. I watched the pilot. It was fucking lit, but I was stoned as fuck when I watched it, so I had to go back to, I watch kind of everything twice because I just never trust myself to understand anything the first time. So I watch everything twice, and I am going to go and, like, binge guilt tomorrow.
Have you watched Dead of Summer yet? I have friends who are working on it.
What's that?
It's on Freeform. It's the guys who, they worked on Lost, and they work on Once Upon a Time, and it's like a 80s summer camp, but like with a murder twist.
Are you watching Stranger Things on Netflix?
Freeform should buy a show from us. This triad.
Right here?
This triad right here is where Freeform sales
Freeform,
happen.
Hit us up.
No, it's
By the
good.
Way, Freeform, I don't like the name of that network. It seems like somebody like was just like, fuck it, let's call it Freeform.
Instead of ABC Family, Freeform.
Freeform. Freeform.
Early edition.
And then part three, early edition.
Yeah, I mean, what do you guys think?
I'm really glad that I was here for that moment because I recognized with you.
Yes, producer Meredith.
Yeah,
we locked eyes. And
we
it
did.
Was Elijah Daniel. Yeah, you know what? Here's the thing. I like this idea. I just don't know if it's plausible long term. I want to hear from you guys. What are other shows that we could pitch from the 90s that sound completely implausible? Because the fact that this guy had like a blind friend and then an orange cat showed up every day and delivered him the newspaper a day early, like, that's truly wild. I mean, I guess Beauty and the Beast was like that.
Oh, I remember Beauty and the
like
Beast.
Like the live action.
Totally, totally. What other shows from the 90s that I watched?
That are completely implausible?
Yeah, I mean,
90210. I mean, that
oh
was like,
God.
I mean, no, I mean, there was a beach doll. Club that like he supposedly worked out at the summer that was all the way at the beach. But if you clock that drive from Beverly Hills, Brandon is literally spending an hour in traffic in the morning and an
100.
Hour in traffic
Brandon's
on the way back.
An idiot.
And it made it seem like it was the best job in the world, even though if you know LA traffic, that is insane. And they're going to go like then also like go watch the running of the Grunions. Like, do you remember that episode?
Oh, no, that was like episode
like,
two.
They're hanging out at the beach. They make it seem like Beverly Hills and the beach were like 2 minutes
next,
apart.
Yeah,
it's like a
no.
walk. You can walk from Beverly Hills to the beach.
I live 3
Completely
hours
implausible.
From the
but
beach.
I hear like Ray Donovan is like that now. So I think that's just like a like an LA trope.
Ray Donovan survives because it's really
people.
Amazing actors in it, and they really. By the way, the brother with cerebral palsy or that's MS.
I don't watch it. My mom watches it.
Anyways,
I just make fun of
he
it.
He lives across the street from us, and we got really scared because we saw him and we watched that show, and he's kind of like a badass on that show, and. Now,
like
literally, I live my life to try to impress
Wait,
him.
He has CP on the show?
He has MS on the show.
Okay.
And so he has like a slight shake.
But does he in real life?
No, not at all.
Able-bodied people playing disabled folks. Able-bodied people playing disabled folks. Not good. It's bad representation.
Hey, Molly, tomorrow on Sunday, she just gets to sit in her bed and make MS jokes all day long.
Understand.
We're gonna cut that.
I honestly watched Jerry Lewis Telethon every fucking summer, and that's how I found my love for Carrot Top. And like, this is I think
I saw Carrot Top in real life once.
Wait, could you ever date Carrot Top? No. If he was a sensitive person,
okay,
if you found
Ryan's
out.
Ryan's obsessed with me dating Jax. He's obsessed with me
I
dating
I think you
Tyga.
Guys would be a good couple.
Like, no, all Ryan
no,
cares
no,
about
I just
want to
see you in a good relationship, and I think those people would actually take care of you.
You think Tyga and Jax would take care of me?
I think you would surprise Jax, and you would challenge him, and you would make him a better person.
Oh, no,
in the
I
end.
Know I challenged
oh, wait,
Jax.
No, no. Wait, can I plug for a second? Ariana wants to bring Jax on the Bevs to teach him about feminism.
Does he know what that word is? Does he know?
He apparently is like learning.
He thinks feminism is like a female feminine product that they use on themselves.
Stassi had him on her podcast.
You have extra feminisms?
Stassi had him on her podcast and they talked about she made him take like one of those 15 answer like BuzzFeed quizzes about whether or not you're a sociopath, and he was answer for answer, sociopath.
First test he ever passed.
Yes.
Like, he was like, this is easy. I love this.
Yeah, this is how close I am to, like, having Jax be such a huge, like, part of Please Advise Nation that I really assume that at Tom Sandoval's birthday, he gave me a fake number when I, like, you don't understand. Like, I treat them like they're Muppets. Like, I just walk up to them, I'm like, give me your phone number. Like,
no, she did. Like, I was there. This? It was, like, really... Like, I was very jealous slash scared to watch it.
And
like,
so
it was,
for, like, 7 days after, I was like, oh, I bet Jax gave me a fake number. Like, I didn't have the gut. I gutturally was like, I don't have the heart to find out whether or not Jax gave me a fake number.
Did you actually finally do it?
Chill, because I got the answer. I went on to Snapchat one day, and I went to go add friends.
Oh.
And then I see people in your contacts. Mr. Jax Taylor.
Because he's in your number.
Because it was his phone number.
So then did you immediately text you up?
No, I didn't text Jax. But no.
He likes you. He's into it.
This is like, no.
Dude, Molly.
No.
I think him and Brittany have a good thing. Why would you break that up?
I think he's seeing with new eyes. No. I think he's seeing
his
eyes.
Oh, my God,
Molly. This is bullying.
But what if I get invited to your wedding and then, like, I get...
I don't think it's romantic. I don't think it's romantic. I think he sees, like, with new eyes. And I think he appreciates a lady like you now.
But also, I think he could teach you a...
Yeah, Jax could teach me.
No,
some
like
stuff.
He could teach you like certain things about love, and like I think you could teach him. Like,
look, we're gonna have him on the Bevs, and one of the questions I'm gonna have for him genuinely is, "Do you see me, Jax?" Because I don't think he sees people like me, and I want to see what he says.
How much do you think he shops at Express for Men? Like, do you think he's like? I mean, there's
all the time.
So many like
constantly,
yeah.
Very Express for Men heavy situation.
Like he gets an alert if there's like a different shirt, like a different. Like shade of like
yeah.
There's a teal shirt,
like
Jax,
a deep
that
maroon
you would enjoy.
Or like a like graphite. Yeah, totally.
I fucking love you guys so much. Do you have any Please Advise parting words for Please Advise Nation? Like just like your ultimate piece of like life advice, but speaks from your uterus and or like testes, whatever speaks to your heart. Just like share that. Speak on your heart right now.
I will say that. A year ago, I was on Please Advise for the first time. And I think that my life has genuinely changed for the better in a year. So,
aww.
Really, honestly.
But that's like your advice to Please Advise Nation to come on Please Advise?
That actually was my thing, was that become friends with Molly and Christina. Like
my
friends.
Advice.
I was like, that was...
We are not...
Yes, no, stay.
I can give you their numbers. Like, you can text them.
You guys
text
are
back.
Chose. You're
but
chosen,
like,
though.
Stay on the path with Molly. And, like, it gives. Molly gives.
Aw, you guys, I love you, and I want to give back to you. Like, here's the reality is that all my friendships are fucking, like, their own living organisms, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, all my friendships, we love each other, we help each other, we feed off of each other. Like, there's no inequity. Like, any friendships I've ever had where there's, like, a deep inequity, like, that has blown up. And it's because, like, at the end of the day, friends are equal and opposite. And Ed and I are like that. Christina and I are like that. Stephen Myers and I are like that. I consider you guys, Meredith and Ryan, to be like that. Like, equal and opposite. Like, we bring different shit to the table. Ryan and I are working on a project right now, and I don't even have to ask him to go on legal Zoom because he knows I'm not going to do it. Ryan knows I'm not going on legal Zoom.
We're like, suing multiple people right now through legal Zoom.
Ryan
it's a good
and
project.
I's new business is literally just removing screws from doors in Studio City. And
but we do it the best. It's fun.
You know who's a part owner of legal Zoom?
Who?
Robert Shapiro.
See, it all ties in.
Oh, my God.
Christina has just shared with us that Robert Shapiro is part owner of LegalZoom.
No, Robert Shapiro.
But it ties into my advice is to always trust your gut. I said this on the podcast last time. I bumped into Molly at a party 9 years ago. I remember immediately telling friends that I want to work with this person someday, and to actually have 9 years pass and to actually have somebody that there are a few people in your life that you'll bump into that don't disappoint you. And Molly has never disappointed. Molly's exactly who you think and want her to be, you know, for good, bad. Like, it's all like, it's exactly who you want it to be. You know, who knows what the future holds for anybody, but I'm saying always trust your instinct. It has been a true pleasure and honor to meet everybody here, and yeah, it's very exciting to be in this atmosphere.
I'm not perfect, you guys, man. Like, I was born from nature just like all of you, man. I've got flaws at the front door.
And then she ruined it completely. You know, that last sentence, I love you guys so much.
I love you.
Everyone in this room, love fest. Christina, excellent producing, getting this in at the top. Let's go find some hats
off to Christina, dude.
No, like, seriously, like,
unsung, like, I love Christina. Like, seriously, this girl is fucking gold.
We gotta send Christina
this
more.
This will all be cut out, so we're good. Like, she will cut this right out of the show.
All right, so let's take our next call.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Please Advise 100th episode. We're keeping it 100 here with Max Wyeth. What up?
Hey, baby.
AKA Fat Gay on Twitter.
Oh, namaste.
Namaste. And Miss LA Legend herself, Stacey Jones.
Hey!
What's up, everybody?
Oh, my God, in a beautiful linen dress.
How y'all living?
Oh, I'm living a Death on the Nile fantasy right now. A lot, like literally it's happening right now. I'm living in an Agatha Christie murder crime because Miss Stacey Jones is giving me such 1920s Egyptian tour realness. And it's a glorious gift on this.
It's
extra
like y'all
summit.
Are part of an 80s movie where like an important emerald theft happened. And you guys are like paired up and you're like best friends who live in New York. And then you get paired up. I mean, this is actually Jewel in the Nile, but anyway.
Maybe the Muppet. Maybe a Muppets
maybe
sequel.
Or an animated version since you're so into animation. By the way, it is an Amazonianly hot temperature in this room. We are all melting.
Oh, my tits are sweating.
Away.
If we like started to feel thirsty, we could just drink each other's sweat.
Yeah, oh,
like
it that is, might rejuvenate our skin.
There's that much happening in here right now.
The Please Advise studio is really actually moonlighting as a sweatshop. And you come here, you're just detoxing everything at the Please Advise studio.
Yeah, and the surprise to us is that we actually all just took ayahuasca, and it's about to get real in here right now.
I know.
Namaste.
Just kidding. It just looks
like Namaste way.
Namaste. So, are you guys super excited to be here?
Oh, this is wonderful.
Yeah, beyond, because I mean, Malls has many fancy guests on the show, and I'm just proud to fucking know her. You know what I mean?
Amen, sisters. All right, I think we're gonna get to our question, our call right now.
Oh, I'm ready.
Can't wait.
Hey, my name is Kelsey, and so I was with my boyfriend of over a year. We broke up, but we started hooking up again, and I just can't decide if I'm in love with him, or I just love the idea of him, but I know that I love him. I just can't decide if I'm in love, and he's all ready to get back to what we used to be, and I don't know if I'm ready, so I want advice on what I should be doing, deciding if I'm in love or just it's convenient, in love with the idea of him. Hope to hear back from you. Thank you, Molls.
Okay, Kelsey girl, we just listened with our hearts and our minds very open, and we're going to come at you with some advice.
First of all, we all love Kelsey, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Kelsey, your voice has such a spirit, and I can't wait for Miss Stacey Jones to just truly truth you right now.
Well, here's what I'm going to say. Kelsey girl, I think if you were in love with this person, you would know. I'm just going to say go with your gut. I don't mean that in any kind of like weird physical body shaming way. You could be like 5 pounds. I don't know. But for reals, just because, you know, I'm a woman and I've been through some stuff like this too, my friend. I'm not trying to be funny here. Like just if you were in love with him, you'd know. That's what I'm going to say. What do you guys think about that advice?
I think yes. I support that 100%.
I also kind of feel like maybe the D is just so good that that's why she's back with him.
Hey, that is that's fair.
That is fair.
Honey, don't confuse lust for love.
Oh, yes.
Because it's very, take it from me, it is very easy to confuse the two.
I like how Ed goes all poppy when he goes, is that like, take it from me?
It's true. I take it a very very poppy. I'm very like in a bodega calling me poppy when I walk in. You're like, hey, poppy. And I'm like, hey, what's up? I love that about New York. Well, everyone calls you poppy in a bodega. Like, that is genius. Why don't we have that in LA? Because LA lacks this type of character. Because we need more Puerto Ricans and more Dominicans. Boricua,
Morena. Okay. Live the revolution.
So, what else are you guys thinking? For Kelsey.
So here's my thing, Miss Kelsey. I think you are in love with him, but you need to decide if he as a person is worth, you know, I think there's a point in love where you can say, yes, I love you, and I'm willing to go to bet to wherever this could take, or I love you, but I don't want that level of complication. And he sounds like a pill. And just from the brief descriptions, Kelsey, with the inflection of your voice, I would just say, I think you know, girl, deep down, what you want. You just need to decide, is it worth this risk?
That's so true. Kelsey sounds... Kelsey, we might want to rename you guilty. Yeah, guilty. You sound guilty.
Yeah, you know. You know.
You feel
I
like...
Also- Sorry, Ed. I don't want to interrupt you, Bae.
No, Bae.
I'm just going to say, too, that, you know, it sounds, what the vibe I'm picking up is that you broke up with him and that it was like that you are kind of the one making the choice here.
Oh, yeah.
I also want to say that dick fog is a real thing.
Yep.
And that it can be, girl, heavy. It can be
And honey,
elusive.
We need fog lights. Let me tell you, that's why you need fog lights.
Please advise us your fog lights in this situation. Seeing through the haze, because, girl, it makes you feel shit, especially when it's real good.
Exactly. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with getting some of that good because...
But someday it won't work for you anyway, honey. He won't be able to get it up. So listen, have your fill and find a reliable accountant. That is my advice for anyone who truly wants love. I'm like, you're not ready for love. You just find an accountant.
You just hold on until that flaccidity and impotence and erectile dysfunction rears its ugly head and you get with a stable accountant or a lawyer or a doctor.
Or an orthopedic surgeon. That's the last.
Or a hedge fund person because they're like really, really rich and they're gone all the time.
And they're bro hot.
So that means you get to spend their money and not see them all as much as you'd like, which is good for a relationship in my opinion.
Yeah. Less
or
is more.
Or have to go to their like,
And because
weird...
you need someone to miss.
Yeah.
You do.
Do you think less is more sometimes in love?
100.
I think autonomy and having the choice to go be comfortable with each other doing your own thing is the ideal.
One of my best friends in New York said something so profound. It was like, it was very unprofound, but very profound in that he was talking about his boyfriend and how perfect their relationship is. And I'm like, oh, like how often do you see you guys? How often do you guys see each other? And he was like, well, he lives in DC, so he's only here once a month. It's the perfect relationship.
No, that and separate bathrooms.
This is, and now they're like, and my now, dream. And now they're like living together. It's great. But the thing is that I think that's genius. I respected his independence. He loves his space. He loves his bed. Yeah. Hello, that is so me. I love my bed. I love my space.
I think that's great.
Can my husband live in another room?
No, you remember Tim Burton and Helena Bonham Carter when they had the two London flats with a wall down? So one, you know, like, so the other night they could just go to the other flat. If you have the money to do that, I would.
Separate bathrooms all the way.
And bedrooms. I mean, I like a sleepover.
Yeah.
I don't need someone there all the time.
Exactly. Exactly.
It can become annoying after a while. After, like, the passionate stuff dies down and you're like,
And you want to build a chastity wall. You're like, please just.
Yeah, or like, can we just get a California
You're like, don't touch me.
No,
like,
don't look at me.
Yeah.
Can I just not have your warmth on me? Because I'm frying as it is. And I'm
We're in the
so
bad
hot.
Part of Al Gore's truth-telling of global warming. He's just laughing all the way. I don't know where. You know who I also pray for is Tipper Gore.
Ooh, okay.
Where has she been?
Divorce.
And what Probably would she happily. Tell Ashley? Well, what would Tipper Gore?
You guys, Al Gore's kind of hot.
Oh yeah.
Like so. I mean, look, Tipper. Look,
Tipper,
I get
you
it.
Quit that.
Tipper, you stay on that girl. You keep that happy girl. Al Gore's a fox.
What?
You guys don't think? Okay, fine. The cheese stands alone. Fine. Al Gore. You don't think Al Gore's a fox?
I'm a VP Joe Biden person myself.
Oh, Joe Biden could get
Joe
it.
Joe Biden's sexy on voice alone.
I heard a voicemail to a not kind of friend recently. It was someone that I, a business acquaintance that I met. It was a personal voicemail from Joe Biden. Genuine and earnest AF, you guys. He was his usual charming self.
He's, I know.
A moment of sobriety here. Just a moment for Joe Biden.
He's Mr. Steal Your Girl. Mr. Steal Your Girl, Joe Biden.
Guys, I think Obama is hot.
Yes, but Obama's the convent. He's conventionally hot.
It's not even like he's attractive because he is. He's just really fucking smooth. And like that.
But I will say Michelle's super hot. I bet you they have a really amazing sex life because even though they're Harvard and like super educated, they are probably freaks. Like they're like they probably know about like sex moves that like they're probably like really into like tantric. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, because they bother to read.
They're anybody sophisticated.
Like, you can tell reads. You're like, they probably know good sex because they've read novels. They've, you know, they've explored all these.
They have imagination.
They have imagination.
Miss Stacey Jones, they have an imagination. And that's always better. 100%. Well, mostly. I mean, sometimes, you know, listen, there might be some Towny Dick and Cedar Falls. Ed.
What are you talking about?
Don't tell me when you lived in Cedar Falls.
Cedar Rapids, number one.
Cedar Rapids.
And no, I made him drive home from in a blizzard because I was like, I did not want him in my hotel room. Hey, guys, we're taking it back to the call. And we're going to give you our best piece of advice. And for me, in the words of Aaliyah Houghton, a.k.a. Baby Girl, if at first you don't succeed, dust yourself off and try again, because if that's not the guy for you, there is someone out there for you who's better.
Thank you for that, Ed.
You're welcome.
Thank you for all of that.
I blew a kiss.
Yeah, he did. Namaste. I would have to say, I'm going to have to quote the great Lady Chablis from the novel Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil. When I say two tears in a bucket, motherfuck it. Right. That's all I have to say to anyone.
I'm completely at a loss for anything to match the greatness of these literary and musical moments of American greatness. But Kelsey, girl, listen to me.
Call the 90s.
Listen to me. I think I know what's going on here. I think you just continue to get that D. Enjoy it as much as you can. Try, girl, remember, you're a good person. You're a good person. I know it. I sense it. So don't let the dick fog, that is a friend I learned recently, a word I learned recently, a phrase, and I'm really, again, I'm going to reuse it because I'm really into it. Thank you, my friend Brittany Coy. And just let's just call a spade. You don't want to get back together with him.
I would like to also say turn on your fog lamps is as
loud.
My advice. Turn in
fog lamps.
With Stacey. That dick fog, get those fog lamps on.
I know what's going on. Today's episode of Please Advise is brought to you by Loot Crate. Loot Crate is a monthly subscription box service for epic geek and gamer items and pop culture gear. For less than $20 a month, you get 6 to 8 items that include licensed gear, apparel, collectibles, unique one-of-a-kind items, and more. And they've got more than the standard Loot Crate, too. Loot wear to keep your geek fashion chic, which I actually did an unboxing of on the Please Advise Snapchat the other day. And you guys, it is actually all really chic. Loot pets to bring out your pets inner nerd, loot anime, loot gaming. The options are limitless. And August is the perfect time to explore the anti-hero. From bad guys doing good things for the wrong reason to good guys with questionable tactics. Walk the hero slash villain line with this 100% exclusive collection of items from DC Comics, Archer, Dark Horse, and Kill Bill that include 2 great collectibles, a wearable, the monthly tee, and of course, the loot pin. Purchase your new Loot Crate subscription by going to lootcrate.com/malls, that's MOLLS, and enter code MALLS to save $3 off on any new subscription. You guys got to enter it twice. You've got until the 19th at 9 p.m. Pacific to subscribe and receive that month's crate. But when the cutoff happens, that's it. It's over. So order your Loot Crate today. That's lootcrate.com/malls. Offer code MALLS to save $3 on your new Loot Crate subscription. Thanks again to this week's sponsor, Please Advise, Casper Mattresses. Casper Mattresses combine 2 technologies, springy latex foam and supportive memory foam, to create an award-winning sleep surface with just the right amount of sink and just the right amount of bounce. I know you guys know what I'm talking about. It's a breathable design that sleeps cool to help you regulate your temperature throughout the night. Super clutch for any other night sweaters out there. And best of all, if you aren't satisfied with your Casper mattress, you've got 100 days to return it. That's 100 days to return it for a full refund. Get a Casper mattress for $500 for a twin,
or $9.50 for a king size. And you can save an additional $50 towards your Casper mattress by going to casper.com/advise and entering the promo code ADVISE. That's casper.com/advise, promo ADVISE to save $50 toward your Casper purchase. Terms and conditions apply.
We have a super fan in the room right now. Blair just asked me if something on my desk is hash.
That right there, that brick.
Oh, no, this is an incense brick.
Oh, okay.
Much more innocent than you think.
Sorry.
Some little Palo Santo moment. We have a super fan in the room, Frankie Grieg. She flew here. I'm saying she probably flew here for some other event, but I'm saying she flew here for the Please Advise.
Yeah. We can say that.
It's very cool.
I'll start that rumor.
Very chill. And Blair, like one of my besties of all time. And this, I've known this bitch for like fucking, I don't know.
No, like over 10, we're going on past 10 years.
No, because I moved here 10 years ago on July 2nd. So I would say like eight or nine years. Like,
it was definitely like in the 07s.
School. You were pre-Xtina, like a year before I met Christina.
Yeah,
Christina,
no.
So probably 9 years.
Yeah.
Fuck, bitch.
Yeah.
You, like, are outside of Ed. Probably.
When did you adopt Wags?
I was 23.
Okay, so it's close to there.
Yeah, okay. I was 23, and I moved to LA at 22.
He was still new-ish.
Little boy. Okay, so Frankie, are you enjoying your time at this fucking
madhouse?
It's dark. Oh my God, it's a dark house.
It's so fun. Thank you for having
me. Who's your favorite person here besides yourself?
Steven Myers.
Steven Myers, you're loving Toasty.
Yeah.
But is it for like the fame and the glory, or do you genuinely love his soul?
No, I didn't even know until she told me, actually. She was like, look at his Instagram. And I was like,
I'm very protective of my Steven. A lot of people will come out and be like, Toasty. Like, Toasty, I love you.
Why do they call him Toasty?
Toast, that's his stage name.
Oh, got it.
Which, like, never trust a man with a stage name, except they know his soul.
I don't feel like anybody's more protective over Steven than me.
Ooh. Oh, Blair. Like, literally.
Bonnie and Clyde.
How did you guys all meet?
You guys are Bonnie. Okay.
No, I will.
So, okay, Blair and I met through the internet.
Yep.
And then Steven and I met because we met at a Tumblr meetup, and then he asked one of my friends out on a date, and I didn't know it was a date. And I was like, I'm going to come too. And, like, she was like, oh, yeah, cool. And Steven was like, Molly, like, literally, you're on my date right now. Get the fuck out. Like, you're cool, but I am not here for you.
I was like,
oh, like, I thought this was
a friendship thing.
That's
a friend for life,
man. And then Steven and I, like, I got this job at the Style Network, like, I don't know, being a night editor or whatever. And I was like, oh, my friend Steven should do that. And, like, Steven would pick me up every day in Koreatown and drive me there, and we'd go together, and we'd go home at, like, 7 in the morning. I've already talked about this on part one.
Yep.
But, like, and we fucking loved 311, and, like, I just remember hearing, like, the birds chirp as we'd go home, and I'd be like, this is the darkest shit of my life. Like, you never want to wake up when the birds are chirping. Please advise. Yeah. Like, if the birds are chirping, you don't want to go to bed. Like, you don't want to go to – that's, like, it's dark. It's a dark lifestyle. So, wait. How are you doing, Blair?
Oh, I'm doing great. It's crazy to be here in your lovely home. It's hot, but there's like a ton of people here. Like, Jackie was here. Leslie's here. Ed is here. Wags is like kicking butt. Like, I'm making new friends.
Yeah.
Like, and obviously Steven's here.
Everyone's been so nice.
Wags has drawn blood. So let's take calls.
Hey, Molls. My name is Kim. I live in Cleveland. I'm originally from Massachusetts. I tweet at you about seltzer water sometimes. I love the polar. I was just curious. I bought a dark purple lipstick, and I'm, like, having a little hard time, you know, mustering the self-confidence to wear such a bold statement. I was wondering if you had any tips, or just, like, tips in general about makeup. I would love to hear what you have to say, and I love, you know, I just love the feedback. So thanks. Please advise.
Okay. Wait, what's our question?
She wants to rock a dark purple lipstick,
yeah,
and she's trying to figure out
it.
The confluence.
Okay, wait, this is perfect because you have green hair, and you're right now you're wearing a black lip.
It's purple. It's plum. Yep. It sure is.
Okay. So tips and tricks, because I got Kylie Jenner's lip kits. I did the 4th of July colors, and like Freedom kind of looks dope as fuck on me.
The blue one.
That's the light
Skyly,
blue.
Do you want my Skyly?
Of course.
Okay, I'll give you my Skyly.
This is bootleg Kylie, and it doesn't come off.
Color Club?
The ColourPop one?
Yeah.
ColourPop?
Yeah. Mm. It's like six.
Yeah, everyone says they're the same, love. But I don't think that they are.
They totally
I've
are.
Only ever tried one Kylie lip kit in my life, but I enjoyed
both
it.
Both of you are like unafraid to pull off a dark look or like a different kind of look. And like Blair and I once worked for this makeup company where the woman was like fucking racist. And like God. She.
Oh, I love this. We I worked feel like for we've told like. Story,
no, we have. But like this is, come on, 100 episode. We need to.
Oh, no, we got to revisit this.
So we worked at like this God. Makeup company where the bitch was racist. And like I had brought Blair in the back door because I was like, yo, like get Blair's paid. Gonna. Yeah, I was like, Blair, this woman has money to give and no clue. So like, let's get in. And like she. Oh, we God. Were all on a conference call one yep. day, and like she had sent you the same makeup samples as she sent me.
Yeah.
And it was like golds and pinks, which by the way, like are your colors.
Yeah,
like,
no, 100%.
You're the best with golds and pinks. Yeah. And like she goes, oh, like something came up where you were like, well, I'm she Egyptian. Said,
yeah, and she was like, well, I'm having other colors made.
And she's like, if I had known, she's yep. like, I would have sent you like a teal or like a chartreuse.
No, she said fuchsia.
She said
which is like the 1990s color of like hooker TV choice. Yeah. Like, that's
it's
like a
like,
fuchsia.
Oh, if you're a black girl, you obviously wear a green eye. You yeah. need to wear a full green
teal
eye.
Teal and fuchsia.
That's a lot.
And like, yeah, it yeah. was bad.
It was very extra. And like we collected those checks and moved on. And yeah, I don't know where those people are. I actually just did that like that tidying up book thing where yeah. I started to throw away a lot of shit. So I let go of all of that makeup from that era. I still wow. had those.
Do you
eyeshadows.
Remember when I got the lip gloss and I was like, this pigment is horrible, Molly. And you were like, what do you mean? I was like, I just got that cream eyeshadow and it doesn't work.
Oh, shit.
And you were like, it is lip gloss. That is not
oh,
for your
you
eye. It was
put
like
lip
a
gloss
yeah.
on your eyes. Yes, that is true. That's
so that,
true.
That sums up that time.
That is life. True. That is true. She was ahead of that Kylie lip kit trend, though. And you will leave here today with Skylie in hand.
I'm into it. And I will probably go see Tyga, too.
Perfect. Frankie, honey.
What's up?
You sound like a Massachusetts blonde, which I think this girl Kim in Cleveland is. I love that she loves Polar Seltzer, by the way. Shouts Polar Seltzer, send me everything in life. I love you. You're my like best friend. I love you guys. Anyway, Frankie, how do you like find your look and how are you like so into yourself, man? Feeling yourself in a good way.
Yeah, no, I feel you. It's not something that happened until recently, like, that's for sure. Like, I definitely have, like, been in this position before where I, like, wanted to rock something bold and, like, just didn't feel like I want... Like, I didn't want to talk about it. Like, I didn't want anyone to notice. And, like, I've had days like that before. But I think, like, you just get to a point where, like, if you...
Wait a minute.
This is real.
Can we stop for two?
Yeah.
I went platinum when I was writing on Two Broke Girls, and I literally thought I could walk into a room of 12 people and have none of them notice that I went platinum.
Really?
And, like, it was like, I mean, it was like a fucking Cinco de Mayo piñata came out, and they were like, oh, shit! Like, everyone, like, lost their shit, and yeah. I was like, I just went platinum. It's not a big deal.
Right.
But, like, really? But, like, I relate to that feeling of not wanting anyone right. to notice that you just did something very extreme.
Yeah,
because
it's
look.
Like a little yeah. vulnerable. And
yeah.
it's like, yeah, I mean.
Vulny, for sure. Yeah.
yeah.
You went
about
you went
vulnerable.
Like true romance platinum.
And like, by the way, that is true. It's about vulnerability. It's mm-hmm. about saying, hi, I'm at the party with blue lipstick.
Yep.
I'm owning myself. Right. Like I am living life. Like I have yellow eyebrows. I have whatever. And you're owning that in that moment. That's
yeah,
hard.
For sure.
How, okay, all right. So I used to buy red shoes every year for back to school. Mm-hmm. Every year. And then I could never bring myself to leave the house in them because I'd be like, no one else at school wears red shoes.
Right.
And what is that feeling of waking up and being like, today's the day that I'm not going to care what anyone thinks about me and I'm going to go out and I'm going to wear red shoes? Like, what is that day in your personal lives that you realize, like, I'm not going to give a fuck if someone is judging me right now?
Yeah. I mean, I grew up in the middle of nowhere. Like, I grew up on a dairy farm. I went to a very conservative high school. And, like, I was always kind of – like, I don't want to say I was always the weird girl because, like, I have a very large personality. I love to talk to people. So, like, I was well-liked, but, like, I was definitely, like, something's up with Frankie. And I used to wear the dumbest stuff. Like, I was really obsessed with duct tape for a period. So I made, like, a skirt out of duct tape. And I had, like, a t-shirt that had, like, a duct tape joke on it.
Sure.
And I wore it to school. And, like, all of my friends who were, like, popular kids were, like, what is this? What's going on with you? And then I felt awful.
Yeah.
And I was, like... And I
so
had
you regressed
sister.
Or you just
oh, yeah,
kept
for
going?
Sure. No. I mean, it would like be on and off. And I even remember talking to my mom about it because I had a sister who is 16 months older than me. And so we had like a lot of the same friend groups and everything. And I would always feel like she like had, because you know, sister. Do you have sisters?
I have a stepsister, but like I love her like a real sister.
Yeah, but like sisters, I have cousins that are like the sisters worst. To me. You know yeah. what I mean? Like they can just say things. So
oh no, Fiona and I like
oh baby Fiona.
Oh, the shit that Fiona and I have said to each other in our lives is right?
Like there's no one you would be more rude to than your sister.
Twisted. Like yeah. oh god, and the fact, and then you can look at that person and say we said that to each other and get right. past it. That's it's a sister.
Insane. It's insane.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I was like really heavily influenced by that. And I feel like I would talk to my mom about it. I'd be like, oh, like I want to wear this, but I feel like people are going to say stuff about it. And she'd be like, yeah, I don't know, like do whatever you want. And then as I got older, I've always been very, very career focused. So I was like, I don't want to get tattoos. I don't want to dye my hair crazy colors. Like, I don't want to get piercings, whatever. And then I just got to a point where I was like, I need to do something for me. Like, I need to feel like myself. And I got like a bunch of piercings in college, and I did different stuff with my hair, but I always did things I could hide. Like I have a huge tattoo on my ribs. You can't see it. And, like I have my septum pierced. It's flipped up. Like I would do stuff because I worked at a jewelry store. I worked at Zales Jewelers.
Who knew? Wow.
Yeah. And so like they didn't want me to have this nose piercing, but there was another girl who worked there who had her nose pierced and she was Indian. And they were like, we can't ask her to take it out because it's a part of her culture. So you get to have yours.
Damn.
And I was like, that's crazy, but I'm going to keep it in. Like, privilege. I thank you. Yeah, exactly. But yeah, so I just started doing little things like that. And then like, you just get to a point where you're like, I enjoy this. I like the way that this looks. Like I want to do this today. And I mean, for me, it got to a point in my career where I wanted to prove to people that I was more than just like, you know, like I wanted to stand out in a way. And I work in social media now. And like, that's a very weird thing. And it's like a conversation starter. And it also just kind of like lets someone know that like, you are like, I don't want to say interesting because that sounds really bad.
No.
But like,
know your worth, girl.
Like, that you make basic. Choices. Yeah. Like, you make choices
Frankie's
about your life. You don't let things happen
it.
To you.
Like, she is so ahead of it. Like, I look at Frankie and I'm in awe of her because, like, the little that I know of her is like, she is me at like my peak of being 25 and fucking being online, but she is aware of like her status. Oh, yeah. I never knew I had anything cool about me, and to this day I have art. Like Frankie is like millennial AF. Like yeah. she gets it, and I'm still we're millennials
nice.
Too. But like it's very, very powerful that you know who you are. That's very powerful. Like, especially in your 20s, most people don't know that. And that's, I think it's really cool. And I think it's a great example because I think more people should know who they are
and
what
also,
their worth is.
It sounds, yeah, that's what I was going to say. It sounds like you know your worth. And
like,
that's
I look
like
up
more
to
than,
you
like,
in
style.
That way. I do.
Oh
I look
God,
up to you in
nicest.
That way. Like,
no,
it's
thank
very
you.
Cool.
I love that. And I love hearing that. And like, I was telling a friend a couple weeks ago, I feel like I'm at this point where I must be doing well in my career because everyone keeps telling me that I am, but like I don't feel that way, like because I'm a crazy person. I have other things. Like
you don't seem
you know
like
what I mean?
You feel that way, which is right. well, I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but like
yeah.
that is like the reality of it. I know. I've spent most of my life having people being like, whatever, like you're like you get it,
right.
and I'm like, I don't fucking get it.
Yeah,
like the fact that like there's like 15 people downstairs that came to my podcast, even
yeah.
though I've known most of these people for most of, like, half of my natural life.
Uh-huh.
Like, I can't believe that they're here.
Yeah.
And, like, that's crazy. Like,
yeah.
well, I should believe that there was 15 people
exactly.
that came out for 100 Epis
yeah,
of Please.
That's why I'm here.
But, like, that said, Kim and Cleveland, baby, own that lip.
Yeah.
Own your life. Live your life. You're my personal Rihanna. You're not. But, like, I'm just saying that to be nice.
Yeah.
Like, I just, like, think you're cool.
I just also grew up in L.A., which is the opposite. So I wasn't going to do, like, the naked, like, model party girl thing. So I've always just – I didn't wear makeup for the longest time until I was, like, 22. And then I just was like, I'll do whatever I want. But I have every piercing and everything else. And I feel like
– girl, you have your nippiest pierced, right?
Yep. But yeah, I feel like that's one of those things.
I have my right,
like,
one done.
Yeah, it's one.
What, for real?
Yeah.
Wait, how is it that I'm in the minority as a non-nippy pierce?
Yeah, like, but no tattoos.
I love that there's two people with a nippy pierce in my
yeah.
house
yeah.
right now. That's so chill. I had no idea. You never know about people
you never
is the
know.
Bottom line. You never know.
Yeah.
You never know
like
who has a nipple
cute.
Piercing.
I also did it for
yeah,
fashion.
Yeah, I thought it was cute. Like,
yeah.
I just, I don't know.
So yeah, so like... it's one of those things that if you like it, you wear it like you like it. And it doesn't matter. It's like the same thing with like that comfortable top you have. Like, you know, it's like probably trash, but you wear it because you love it. So wear it if you love it. And I promise you somebody's going to compliment you on it. Yeah, you're gonna meet
exactly. The only thing people ever love on me is this one $12 H&M shirt I got in London because I was freezing. And people are always like, that's the jam. And I'm like, I have spent thousands of dollars on designer clothes. Right. And the one thing you fucking like is this $12 H&M shirt. 12 pound. Sorry, I don't know.
International brand.
I'm sorry, honey. It was like the day before I saw The Bodyguard in London, which please advise everyone should see. Have you ever been to London?
No, I haven't.
Have you ever been to Europe?
Yeah, I went to Paris for a week when I was in college.
Wreck something to do in Europe. What's your Europe wreck?
I've never been, but I'm assuming... Oh, you know who I love? Charmadine Reed, Wall London Nails. If I went to London, that would be... That's the one thing I did.
A fucking nail artist in London, honey. That's
it. I live and breathe for her and her stees. Her stees could be described as like 90s R&B. So it's like a little bit of Clueless, but then a little bit of like Touch Me, Tease Me, Foxy, not Case. So like that's why like Charmadine Reed is my jam. She's also like from Jamaica and goes there regularly. Like that's it.
Baby girls, European men, what is your recommendation?
Okay, mine's going to sound so lame now, but I genuinely believe that you should go shopping. Like, I am a big person. I love giving really meaningful gifts, and I love getting meaningful souvenirs. Like, I like getting something that, like, I will look at, will be in my house forever, and I will always remember that I, like, went to that place or had that experience, whatever. And when I went to Paris, when I was in college, I was with this big group of people. And none of us knew each other, and then we got really close. So it was like this big life-changing experience. And the day that we left, our teacher, who is this 69-year-old woman, was like, oh, like, our flight's delayed. We should go to the bar. And we all got hammered. And then we wandered into a jewelry store, and I bought myself, a garnet ring.
Yes! That's my birthstone, bitch. Ooh. Are you a garnet, too?
No, I'm a Cancer. You're a Cancer. Ruby.
Yes. Yeah. You just had your birthday. Christina just had her birthday. Yeah. There's, like... several cancers
birthday
in the house.
Central.
I love it
for sure, and I'm such a Cancer, but I was aware that I did it, but I was pretty drunk. I was end of spring break, my getting drunk with my 69-year-old professor drunk. So we were like on the airplane coming back, and I like woke up and was like, I'm on an airplane. And I looked at it and I was like, where did this ring come from? And then it like all came back to me. And I wear it all the time, and I always get compliments on it. And it's always like an intro for me to like have another conversation that's more meaningful. So
recommendation is, and I love that, by the way, that's not lame at all. And I'm sad you thought it was lame because mine's so basic.
No, I wish you had it on Amsterdam. Today.
I know, I wish I did too.
Go to Amsterdam in April, around the third week of April. And go
maybe the 20th day.
And I was there around that time, and I have to say, there's some roller coasters. They set up in the center of town.
What?
Buy yourself some sneakers. Buy yourself some cute sneakers at one of the shops, and then get yourself a fucking waffle or donut. And like, because they have the bomb pastry, like in that whole whatever the Amsterdam version of like.
The red, green light district.
Like, yeah. No, it's not the red light district. It's like, okay, so if you were to like take the French Quarter of New Orleans and drop it into the center of Amsterdam, it's basically like easy access to weed, easy access to bomb pastries, and then they also have like a roller coaster.
I love
Ferris wheels. Yeah, like I'm so trustworthy in Europe that I like, which is insane because everyone's like, if you go to Europe, there's bandits. Like, yeah. I literally left my purse with the roller coaster guy, fucking bought new sneakers, left my shoes with this man, and I was like, I was on the same ride with two 11-year-old boys, and I'm looking at them, and they're looking at me, and we're being like, yeah, like, I literally don't understand how any of us are here right now. And, like, it was
crazy.
So you got to get stoned as fuck, go in the topsy-turvy upside down roller coaster in Amsterdam holding a waffle pastry, and you're going to love life.
Fun fact, the last roller coaster I was on randomly was with you however many years ago.
What? We've been on a roller coaster?
Not roller coaster, like a Ferris wheel. And
oh, we went to, oh my God, this random, broken down carnival.
Yeah, in the parking lot
Claire
in the valley.
Basically, so we did Playboy Radio. Yeah. I would think of this once every 2 months.
Okay, because that was like the last time I got on some janky carnival ride.
So Blair and I went and did this woman Sammy's radio show that was friends with Justine Bateman. Uh-huh. And she introduced us to this radio show. It was Playboy Radio. And we went and did it. And Blair brought me out there. And on the way home, we saw, it was like deep, deep valley.
Yeah, deep valley. Like even me from being here, I couldn't tell you where it was.
And like, even when I think, whenever I drive deep valley, I'm always like, I wonder if this is where Blair and I went to Playboy Radio. So it's like very dark, deep radio, dark, dark, deep shit. So we fucking went out there on the way back. Blair was like, I see some lights. And I probably like did not see them because I'm blind. And then I was like, that's a fucking carnival. And we went there.
Yeah, because we were leaving the parking lot, and like the way the weird stuff is set up in the valley, it's like to leave the parking lot, you basically have to like drive up a street to get out. And we were on our way up the street. I'm like, that's like a LED like Ferris wheel. Like it could be a movie shoot or it could be a carnival. Right. Let's go see.
And like honestly, like I very rarely have horror movie feelings where I'm like, I've been in really scary houses that I'm sure are haunted, or like really scary hotels where I'm like, oh, this place is for sure haunted. But like, it's very rare that I'm at like a location and feel like, and like after like, I don't know, we went on like a bunch of rides, we bought some tickets, and we went on a bunch of rides, and then I was like, we were both like, yeah, like this is uncomfortable.
Yeah, it was. Because it was also like the dark parking lot.
Because even the customers were carnies. Yeah. Like when the customers are carnies, you're in trouble.
Well, yeah, when you can't find somebody to give your tickets to, like you can't find that eager kid that's like, I'll take your tickets. It was a little like it felt like we would never find it again.
To this day, like I will tell you, that was like Ryan Murphy's inspiration for Freak Show. It doesn't exist. 100%. It was a haunted moment in the deep, deep valley.
Yep.
Like it doesn't exist in any sort of nature, real life, natural world.
Yep. Frankie, not on this plane. It doesn't exist on this plane.
It's not on this plane.
I agree.
No, it's like honestly, I have to say like props to us for being to accessing that plane.
And we peeled wheels to get out of there. Like we legitimately both were like,
you were my wheels.
Gotta go.
You took me out.
I know, but we were like, let's go right now. We
both
sped
knew we're
off.
Not talking about it. Like you just.
Yep. We were like, gotta go now.
Yeah.
Frankie, thank you to flying. Thank you for flying. thanks for flying all the way from New York to Los Angeles.
Thanks for having me.
Just for Please Advise. I'm
so
sure
good.
This is all you're doing here on this one business trip.
This
and
is what
really
I came
appreciate
for. I came
this.
To campaign for my own episode. And so that is why I'm in your house.
Campaign for this. And also Hillary. We're Hillary family here at Please Advise.
Sure.
This is an aggressive notion. An aggressive notion I'm pushing on you. What are you going to do? You're going to vote for Trump, Blair?
No, not at all.
Bye.
Exactly.
No.
I'm going to Liberia.
You will not.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, we're anally fucked if that happens, BTW, because it'll be cute for 2 days and then he'll be impeached within 3 months. Like, there's going to be.
I wouldn't make it. Like, that's a conversation you can have amongst you and your friends. I think the moment he gets elected, it turns into the purge and I'm like,
fighting
my way out of America before I get, like, lynched. Oh, sorry. All right. Bye, guys.
All right. We got to take our purge call. Next call. Purge call.
Yo, it's Steven. I'm here. I took over for Molly because she doesn't know what the fuck she's doing. So I'm here with Blair and Frankie.
What's up?
And I just felt like, you know, we should soften it up a bit. We should kind of like change up the dynamic here.
Agreed.
And let's see what's going to go on.
Cool.
Hey, Molls. It's Sam. I'm the guy who kept snapping you when I had my week of run-ins with Dorinda Medley on the Upper East Side. I realized that she must live around there because I recently changed my commute and I was walking a different way to work and it had just gotten warm and I think she came out of hibernation. Anyway, I have two questions. The first is, do you find that when people call into your podcast, they sort of take on your style of speaking, because I've noticed that and it kind of, I don't know, I find it interesting. Second question, I have several sort of groups of friends, but this one group, it's a bunch of, I'm a gay guy, by the way, if you can't tell from my voice, cisgender, white, male, gay, New York. 27. There's a group and a group of my friends, and they were sort of brought together by this one person, and that person has become sort of a problem. He's also 28. He gets really drunk, but even when he's not drunk, he just loses all, basically, control of his, like, motor skills. So it used to be a joke that if you gave him red wine, he would spill on everything, but now it's, like, it's still happening. It's been brought to his attention for years. He's not made any effort to change his behavior or, like, not flail when he's holding, like, anything. Not just a drink, but, like, a cigarette or a comb, I don't know. And instead of people joking, like, a couple years ago, a friend of ours got, like, a sippy cup at his apartment that was designated, like, so-and-so's cup. Now people are just irritated all the time. And it's sort of fracturing the group a little bit. Like, I've noticed we don't hang out as much anymore because people don't want to have to deal with so-and-so's, like, completely juvenile, unself-aware, tone-deaf behavior. Do we confront him on this? Because, like, it sort of has been brought up repeatedly for years. I don't know. What would you do in this kind of situation? Thanks. Please advise. Oh, hey, Christina. Thanks. Bye.
You know, I wish this dude would take on the affectation of the podcast because he could not get to the fucking point. Like, Molly rambles. That's her jam. But this dude just went on and on and on.
We could have been here faster.
Yeah. You could have got here faster. We get the gist. You need to talk shit about somebody else, like, subtweet them on the podcast and, like, make someone else's drama your drama. So, like, I guess let's all, like, tag team this. One, spoiler alert, dude's gay. Like, blind dogs know this dude's gay. That's like Blair saying, yo, I'm black. Like, exactly. We know you're black. Frankie needs attention. She's got green hair. Like, we all do our thing. And so we get it.
But also, I think, irrelevant to the
It's completely
story.
Irrelevant. Like, one, what does that have to do with anything other than, hey, yo, I'm over here and this is what I do.
Yeah.
But also, I guess, let's take the first part. Do people take on the affectation? I think they absolutely do. And I think that's just a human thing. Like, when you meet somebody, you kind of begin to mirror them. You begin to take on their
mannerisms, their way of speaking, their inflections.
And, you know, it's partially, that's called not being autistic, you know?
Yeah.
That means having social skills and kind of playing to your room or playing to your audience.
We're very adaptive people. And I feel like when people call into this podcast, they're probably leaving a voicemail and they're talking about something that's potentially very vulnerable. So they're thinking in their head, like, what does this sound like? Like, how would this sound if Molly was talking about it, or
also,
whoever was talking about
he
it.
He called for Molly, so I think in your head you already hear her answering it. So, surprise, fool, you got us.
Well, surprise, I'm Molly today. Right. You know, but I think that also that plays into kind of a podcast thing, which is kind of like a fame thing.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone has this one-way relationship with people where they listen to Molly every week on the podcast. They watch a person on a TV show, they see them on social media, and they think they know this person. And so they have this, it's a one-way relationship, and they kind of don't realize that it's a one-way relationship. So yes, you do take on affectation, that's human. Two, you're gay, we got it. D, why is this anyone's business? Like, why are you trying to make this into some intervention, reality TV show, podcast,
right, but like in the
drama
most
thing?
Selfish way possible.
You know, well, if you have a problem, that's a problem. Like, if you need rehab or an intervention, that is a chemical problem, a dependency that could be a disease. Yeah. Get help. Making jokes about it is not productive.
No. Also, he called up about his friend being messy, and he ended up sounding messier than the friend. Like, at some point, he was saying it wasn't substance related, and it was even when he's sober. Like, get your friend checked out. I had a friend that was walking, like, to the right or left side more, and it turns out she actually had some, like, equilibrium brain issue, like an actual, like, autoimmune thing happening. So, like, it's funny to you guys because you guys are all sitting around talking shit about it, but first of all, get him checked out. And second of all, if you're walking around drinking with him, like, so what? He's messy. I have a size 11 and I'm big and I'm going to knock something over and believe my friends like it. Like, the end.
But, like, get a hobby. Like, if this is a friend, have a friend. If this is a hobby, then do something else.
And also,
you're not doing anything productive other than trying to create drama. It's like your life isn't interesting enough, so you need to co-opt this other person's drama. Yeah. Actually, funny, I'm sitting here for Molly right now because she has friends who do this. Like,
really?
She's had friends, excuse me, who have come in and out of her life, and they love the Malls show. They love being part of, you know, her at different points. Molly with red wine. Molly having this, like, dramatic persona that's not the real her, but they just want to, like, put coins into the arcade game that is Molly. And it sounds like that's what this, like, guy is doing. You know, you're 28. You're not 19. Like, this is not the reality show. We're not in the real world.
Yeah.
Grow up and do something with your life that's not trying to make drama out of your friend.
Yeah.
Get him help.
This also, honestly sounds so... Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt
No, go ahead.
This honestly, like, tells me so much more about the person who called than the guy that he's talking about. Because it's like, I'm a very black and white person. And I think that, like, you know... Oh my God, guys. No, but I go to extremes and I know that about myself, but like things are just very clear to me. Like, there's no gray area. And it's like, in this situation, you're either a horrible friend because your friend could be going through something, or like it could be medical related, like you said, or like, maybe they do have a substance abuse problem.
Right.
Or maybe he is an alcoholic. Yeah. And instead of like checking in with him, being like, hey, like, we've noticed you've been acting this way. Like, are you okay? You're just like actively talking about him behind his back to the point that you called into a podcast.
Right.
Like, that's not a good look on you.
Also, he mentioned the fact that they've mentioned it to him and he doesn't get help. Well, the problem is, stop having him around. I also have friends that don't know their limit, that don't know how to behave, and believe that I would not have them at a work event or something with family or friends. If I see them out in the streets, it's that, but I don't have this vested interest in talking shit about the way they behave because I just ran into them at a club. Why are you doing things with this person? Why are you and all your friends that are talking shit doing things with this person, knowing that you guys, at the end of the day, like he, like you said, they're adding quarters to this machine and they want to see the show. It's like that, but they're the wrong,
you know,
ones.
Also, like, he did end it saying that it was fracturing their friendship, and it's like they have more invested in this friendship than in the person. That's very much a tenet of alcoholism, isolation. When you get to the point that you're no longer the party favorite, you're no longer the big goofy idiot who falls over stuff and breaks stuff. It's a Chris Farley thing. Like, you start hanging out on your own. You start drinking alone. You start, you know, doing your whatever you do alone. That's not a good place to be in. Like, this could be a cry for help. This could be a person in trouble. And, like, I'm not trying to be the Debbie Downer of it.
No.
But I think that it's trying to make a joke out of something. It's not super funny.
Yeah.
But also, just if you're going to be interesting, be interesting. Don't try to be interesting through some friend.
Another thing, if the worst thing he's doing is tripping over himself and spilling wine to the point they get a sippy cup, honestly, that really does sound like a physical issue. If he's sober and doing it, just spilling things, not like he's snapping or like making an ass of himself. Yeah. If he's your friend, get your friend some help. If not, give him over to some other friends that are going to do something.
Exactly. Like, this is not an opportunity for you to just create more drama. It's an opportunity to either help someone or get to the point that you're like, you know what? This
isn't. Yeah, peace out. Like, this isn't the lunchroom anymore. You don't have to sit next to this dude.
And, like, this isn't my problem. This isn't my responsibility. And, like, honestly, maybe that's what this person needs. Like, a lot of people, if it is, like, alcohol or drugs, a lot of people need to hit rock bottom before they are like, oh, crap. Like, I don't get to act like this. So, like, I mean, I don't know. This guy doesn't really sound like he's, like, the best friend in the world. But, like, he obviously cares about him enough to, like, think about him this much. So, like, if that's the only, like, thing that you can do to help him, then do it. Like, don't be his friend anymore.
I think we've done a lot of good here today, guys.
I mean, more good than I've done in a long time. I like it.
Hey, Please Advise Nation. It's Meredith Bray-Sloss, who is the producer currently of Emotionally Broken Psychos, formerly and futurely of The Bevs. And I have Ariana Maddox of Vanderpump Rules.
Hi.
And her mom, Tanya.
Hello.
Yay. I'm so excited to be here. Like, now I feel like I'm sitting in the, like, head seat. Christine was like, Meredith, you sit here. And I was like, oh.
Yeah, but I feel like I've come to your desk to ask you for an extension on my paper or something.
I will grant that.
Also because behind you is a...
Friday Night Lights.
Night Lights.
Clear Eyes, Full Hearts Can't Lose.
Yeah.
Yeah. Since you have clear eyes, I will give you that extension on your paper.
Thanks, coach, teacher.
You're so welcome. You guys excited to be here at the party? You were in Burbank earlier.
We were in Burbank earlier. We were at the LA Equestrian Center. Showed up here quite dusty, quite sweaty. Had to go in the bathroom and freshen.
Have a moment.
Had a moment, freshened. Now I feel great.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Tanya, are you fresh enough?
I'm not quite fresh enough, no. But I did have a moment with the cold water.
Yeah, yes. Just a little splash.
How necessary.
Mom came out for the horse show.
Essentially, yes. But also my mom hasn't been out to visit in a while. So it was just a good time to come.
This feels very formal. It does. I'm really asking you some questions.
I like it.
The hard-hitting questions.
I like being asked questions because otherwise I just don't talk.
Cool.
It's wow. good for me. It's good for me.
It's good for
it
you.
It works great for me.
How are you feeling? Life's good?
Oh,
great.
It's great.
Yeah.
Really busy.
Bev's
working a
update?
Lot.
Like,
yo,
where are
Bev's
we at?
Update. I feel like
are we
we're
going to
come
people?
Back roaring with a season two.
Rawr.
Yeah.
Rawr.
And
I
it's
did,
just going to be
I
great.
Did spread a spoiler. So earlier in this episode,
yes,
I was here with Ryan Bailey,
mm-hmm.
and he said to me something about Jax. Jax came up, and I revealed that Jax apparently wants to be on our podcast.
He mentioned it to me. He's like, I think I should be on your podcast. I'm a feminist now.
Okay, I'm gonna let you take the mic. Tell the story.
Jax Taylor, unlikely feminist. It's a new thing. He's starting to, I think, just maybe realize some things. It's really quite adorable.
What
to
do
watch.
You think the catalyst was? I mean, without spoilers for season 5.
No spoilers at all. I think that it's been a long time coming. And I think that maybe the
all 48 years.
Like, oh, yes. And I think that maybe what happened is that he realized that we have to pay for tampons, but it is not our choice to have to use them.
Tampons were the catalyst.
I see. Us having to pay for things that we don't necessarily want. That was the catalyst.
Huh.
Because he was like, condoms, you can get condoms and birth control for free. But right. that's a choice. You know, having sex is a choice.
Yeah.
Having your period is not. I was like, damn, dude. You're really making progress.
I don't know that I call it woke.
I don't know if he's a woke bae quite yet, but
he's a woke.
Yes. Jax and I have become quite the friend odd couple. It's
wow,
really fun.
I would watch that movie. I would also watch Jax Taylor : unlikely feminist.
Yes, that
is like James Bond, but not
: yeah.
Hey, do you think we should take a call or do you think we should just keep talking to each other?
I would love to take a call. I'm curious.
You don't want to just talk to me?
Well, I mean, I talk to you a lot.
Yeah,
but I don't
true.
Take a lot
oh,
of
yeah,
calls.
Oh, wait, let's take a call.
I never take any calls.
Let's do it.
Hi, Malls, Christina, guest, please advise nation. My name is Brooke. I'm 26. I am originally from Framingham, Massachusetts, but I've since lived in New Orleans for 6 years for college and grad school and some life after that. And now I live in Athens, Georgia for some more grad school. I study psychology, so it's kind of necessary. My question is pretty simple, but I have moved every year since I left my parents' house when I was 18 to a new apartment, and I'm finally moving somewhere where I will stay for hopefully 2 years at least. And I am wondering if anyone has suggestions for inexpensive decor. I would say that my decor style is kind of boho chic. Malls in your Snapchat, I've seen really cool pillows and bedding that I'm really into. Because I'm in grad school, I'm definitely on a budget. And I also kind of don't live near a ton of stores, so online might be the best option. Or if you have any advice for things that I can craft on my own, or ways that I can, you know, look through a yard sale or Craigslist, I would love any suggestions that people have. Because I really want to make my new place really feel like home. So please advise. Great podcast. Really enjoy listening to it and can't wait to hear more. Thanks. Bye.
I was expecting this to be a much more hard-hitting question with, like, lead-up of, like, every year I move. And I was like, girl, no, I understand. Like,
yeah,
I move
that.
Every couple years, too. And, like, who are you and where are we going? But decor.
Yeah. It's a tough one for me on the spot like that.
Sure.
I do a lot of online shopping, though. So I just have to kind of, like,
we'll let you
tap
scroll
into that.
Mama Maddox, do you have any recommendations? What do you do? I mean, have you been in the same house that I visited in college?
Yes, I've been in the same house for 22 years.
It's a lovely home, by the way.
Thank you. I don't know. I would say, I mean, I would basically just go online and look for ideas. Mm-hmm. And then if they're expensive, find ways to do it less expensive. Like if you can sew, you can make pillows, yeah. you can make drapes, you can make slip covers, go to garage sales. Mm-hmm. Like you can get it like a piece of like ratty furniture and then bring it home and sand it down and refinish it.
Just try a lot of that.
You know, just try to find ways, get the ideas just going online without looking at prices, find things you like, and then find ways to do it less expensive.
Yeah, yeah. Find like style inspo.
Vision boards,
style, like on Instagram, you can like celebrities who, they're really rich, right? So like what my mom was saying, like you could find, go to a garage sale and find like a lamp that you like the shape of or something, and then you can paint it or.
Yeah, I feel like, and so Ariana and I were both theater majors in college.
We were.
And I feel like, I don't know, my past in theater has really like prepared me for like a visual life, you know what I mean?
Yes.
So when I like I see this color orange that Molly's lamp is, and I'm like, no, I like that color orange and I need it for something. Mm-hmm. And I'll store it away, and then it's like it ends up showing up later, like I'll put it in Pinterest or something like that. And like you can buy an expensive thing, sure, but also just like as long as you have that visual inspiration,
yes,
you can do your own version of that.
Yeah, and there's ways too to make things that aren't expensive look expensive.
Well, you and Tom just did the kitchen redo.
We did. So one thing that we did because we were not ready to buy, so we have a very old, shitty refrigerator.
As does everybody.
As does most do. And, you know, of course, do we want to get a new fridge? Yes. But are we going to wait till we move into a house that we're probably going to like? That's when we're going to spend mm-hmm. that kind of money. So instead of doing that or living with this ugly refrigerator, we painted it. Which you can paint your freaking refrigerator. If it's stainless steel, I probably wouldn't do that.
Like, word to the wise, though, like, let your friends know, though, when you've painted the fridge so that when they walk by with a black blazer and they just, like, casually just, like, oh, step out of the way and, you know, touch their arm on the side of that newly painted fridge, they don't get white paint on that blazer. Not that Meredith is speaking from experience in, like, Ariana's kitchen or anything, but whatever.
No, that never actually happened to you.
I got the paint out. Don't worry.
Yeah. All is well. All is well. I think that like painting things, honestly, and like what my mom was saying, sanding something down and refinishing or painting something to change the color or reupholstering a piece of furniture that has a cool shape but looks really gross and you got it at a garage sale. That's always been like as far as crafting goes, I feel like the best ways that I've seen where people make something look really cool that didn't necessarily look cool beforehand. And that way you get to pick like what color you want it to be.
Just keep your eyes open and observe.
Yeah. Also, as far as stores to go to online, because I do a lot of online shopping, what ends up happening is, you know, you have your go-tos like your West Elm or some of them are really expensive.
CB2,
West Elm. Yeah. Crate and Barrel is a little expensive. Target always has really good stuff. Like always good, like little
beautiful velvet chair right now.
Oh.
Or no, headboard maybe. Yeah, that's what
it was. A blue velvet headboard at Target?
Like royal blue. Beautiful.
Oh, I like that.
Beautiful.
That sounds really nice. I need a new bed. So so you have your stores like that are like really mainstream. Etsy is a really good place to online shop.
For inspiration too, for crafting.
And for inspiration for crafting, if it's something you can do yourself. I also have to say, if you think, you see something you think is really cool that someone else has, a celebrity, any other type of rich person who has something that's really expensive but really cool looking and you really want something like it, just Google descriptive words and things will come up. They'll come up on Amazon. They'll come up on sites that I probably don't even know about because everything's online and everything online has a description. And if you Google it, those words will come up. Keywords.
SEO.
Is that good advice?
Search engine optimization.
Did we give good advice?
I think so. I think you and I are both attuned to these sort of things.
We've both been really broke.
We're really big into like feathering our nest though.
Yeah, we're nesters.
Yeah, we like to paint. And we like to
set up things
Heath Ledger
our own.
Tribute.
I do have
Heath Ledger tribute shelf.
I have that.
Yep. Yep.
He now shares with Leo.
Is Leo dad?
Well, he's not yet.
Well, he will be
eventually.
Won't we all? Anyway, maybe bring some other guests up. I think we've all right. Thanks, Place Advice Nation. We love you.
We love you.
I am with my very best friend in the whole entire world and the very best friend turn please advise has ever had, Mr. One Jackson. Mr. Jackson,
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
Miss Jackson.
I am for real.
But also, like, literally,
why have
like,
we never said that before until this day? Like, I'm
nasty. Nasty boys.
Miss Jackson.
Like, literally,
if nasty.
Everything in life. I love you.
Love you, babe.
Thank you for bringing. Literally, this man had someone Postmates 6 pounds of ice and a pack of cigarettes to my house today.
That's and also
like, do you
good
understand
call.
That is like 150 US? Like, I do not know. Like, I'm honey. Like, I cannot. Like, I'll write you a check. How did you?
I mean, was like, leave it at the door. Don't press the doorbell. I will tip you 15%.
Everyone knows mom's
classy. That's classy, bitch.
I mean, okay.
That's
and
classy,
Ed,
bitch.
You are my. Like to introduce Ed would be an impossible feat because he's my life. Like, this man is my the love of my entire life. Like, I would not stand on planet Earth without. No, literally, Ed, for 13 years, like, if you never even. I look back on that summer that you, like, took me to everywhere in LA I would ever need to know to feel or want to be or dream or anything. Like, I wouldn't have ever had any hope that any of this would have ever happened. And, like, it's so stupid. It's not, like, the 100th episode of my fucking stupid podcast, which I love, by the way. Thank you for listening. But, like, all the entire whole thing, I wouldn't have had any of it without you. So I love you so much.
I love you, too.
Because,
oh,
my God. This is
like,
so lovely. So sweet.
Guided me, like, you made me a better person, and we love each other's families, and, like, we will always be a part of each other's lives, and that's a very rare and special, cool thing to say.
It is, but it also, you know what, the reason that is because we work towards that, and that's why that is. So, like,
yeah.
That's you know, that's like a marriage, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I love this, but I love you, you know, and, like, we stand by each other. We've been there throughout. We've seen all our ups and downs. We've literally known each other before we knew each other.
Exactly.
We've literally were, like, spiritually meant to be friends.
Like, your MySpace song when I met you was, like, I'm Bossy by Khalees. And, like, I was, like, you hadn't, like, fully accepted your gayness yet. And, like, I was, like, he's somewhere in there. And, like, then, like, you, like, really became, like, you, like, came out to everyone in your life and you became who you were. And, like, that MySpace song, like, I was dying today because, like, that's when I felt I really got to know you.
Well, the thing, like, that people don't get about us is that we as individuals and, like, I wouldn't say as friends or whatever, but, like, as individuals, we've had some really big ups and downs. Like, really, like, life-changing, soul-crushing, like mental institutions sending breakdowns that like some things that have happened to us, and we've always been there for each other in these moments. And that, I think, is a very defining quality of our friendship, because, like, we, when the road got rough for either one of us, we never ran. We were always like, all right, we're just gonna fucking help the other power through this, because that's what real friends do, and that's what makes the difference, you know, because that's what you do when you love someone, you know. And so I think that's how a good marriage should be. I think that's, you know, it's just like we've been through a lot as people. We've had, like, PTSD together from different things. Like, we really have. Like, we have.
I mean,
like,
Ed and I have just lived, like, we both lived through a lot. And, like, that is the thing that I always see in
a short amount of time.
And, like, I just love your dad so much.
I know,
because
me too.
He, like, rose to the occasion as a single father and, like, raised you to be an incredible man. And, like, I love you so much.
I love
and
you
I love
too.
Everything that you stand for. And, like,
I love everything
you
stand
make
for
me
too.
So proud every weekend when I'm like, do you want to hang out? And you're like, I got to go to church. And I'm like, I love that he still does that.
Well, I miss a few weekends here and there, but I try to go. Like,
I just,
you know,
love you so much. And I'm so, thank you just
I love you
for
too.
Me. Like, literally, thank you for, like, I don't know, like, it was like some insane circumstance and that we met, and, like, it's It's so cool. And Jackson, I feel the same way about you.
No,
like, it's
honestly,
an insane
you guys,
circumstance and that
I
we
love
met
you
in
too.
Christina.
And Christina.
Like,
and
Christina.
Came to my birthday party off of a flyer on the internet and my friend Slippy like being like, you should go. Like,
I remember
this
the first time I met Christina
wild...
too. Downtown at the Tumblr meetup. That's when I first, I remember that moment.
It's just very crazy that we all got to meet and know each other and love each other. And I'm so thankful for it. And I think we should take our question.
What, wait, really quickly, watching your guys' friendship unfold, like, just right now, feels like it's, like, television. It's, like, magic. You guys are, like, it's so sweet.
Well, I just, like, I, you don't know, like, I could, like, literally, like, I feel like... Every time I have to talk about Ed, I feel like I'm writing wedding vows. Because, like, he is just, like, the
love
of my life.
You're so mushy.
I no, I am. You're like, so I'm mushy. Such a loser. Like,
no, you're
literally,
not.
If everyone knew, like, I... Okay, wait. I want to say something really quickly. Is that, like, I had to rehome Helen. And, like, people ask me all the time online, like, what happened with Helen? What happened with Helen? And for me, that's, like, people asking me, like, I heard you had a miscarriage. Like, it was fucking terrible, like, what happened with Helen. And I tried as hard as I could for a month, and Wags got hurt. And then, like, you got hurt another time, and then I had to take it as a sign from the universe. Like, it was time to pull out, and I did everything I could. But, like, I want to, first of all, address that and say Helen's been rehomed into a safe home.
That's
and,
great.
Like, I
That's
made
good.
Sure
That's
that
great.
Happened.
Really good.
That's and it good. Needed to happen because I, like, I still torture myself over it every day. I'm only one person. I can't.
Babe,
own a house and pay
you
for
did the
it and
best
the-
you could
for her.
You literally were phenomenal. Like, not just because it's like you fostered a dog and you did exactly and helped her get to her next place, and that's exactly part of the process. So you have nothing to. You did a great job,
but it like hurts. It hurts every. Thank you and yeah. thank you for saying that. I really take. I know that. I like literally like I understand that, and I. That's ultimately why I did it, was because it was so painful to watch Helen hurt, like, as a result of having to be, like, I became afraid of her, ultimately. And, like, Helen's not a bad dog. She just shouldn't be in a house with another dog. And she's deaf, and she has a hard time reading social cues, and she's a good baby girl, and, like, Helen will be fine. But, like, I just wasn't my rights – from the adoption company were taken away from me. Like, it's a whole thing. I did all of my due diligence. Like, it just, this wagon stuff thing, like, truth be told, it's, I'm at like $25,000.
Damn.
For this entire saving my dog thing. And like, after he fell off my balcony, after Helen already attacked him, like, I felt that I needed to take Helen out of the house. It's like, it was a matter of life and death for me and for Wags, and this was a sign of all of it. So, that's the story with that. We had the opportunity to provide you guys with some updates. Here they are.
Hi, Please Advise. This is Andrea from Chicago. I called in about 2 years ago asking Malls for some advice about getting back into dating after losing my husband. Well, I took her advice. She advised me to get around, meet people, practice dating, ask friends and family if they knew anybody who would be good for me, and I did that. Actually, my mom set me up with someone that she works with, and a year and a half later, we are engaged, and we're getting married in February. So now I get to do all kinds of fun things, like finding a super chic dress for my wedding, cake tastings, and all kinds of awesome things. I'm super happy, and I'm super excited about the wedding. Thanks so much, everybody, for your support. Bye.
Sandra Bullock movie, girl.
Andrea with that platinum Jodie Sweetin and pussy, like four marriages in the can, no question.
Girl, you Andrea, asked, you believed, and you received.
I love you.
God.
We love you so much. This is the best, like literally, like the best update call we could have gotten. Like, I'm dying. Like, I'm like those like Kathy comic like squiggles coming out of me right now. Like, I'm dying for you.
You are a Connie Britton Lifetime movie, yes, babe.
Yes.
You is coming out on top. Yes. And you know what? We loved, you know, I just got to say, that is the, my heart is so full. I am so, that is so lovely. And Molly, you gave her amazing advice.
Right. She called into the podcast.
I was humbled by the fact that she called us, because that's such a bigger life thing than I've ever dealt with. And like, oh my God, I'm like, no, don't catch me when I'm drunk. This is why I can't drink when I do the podcast anymore. I'll cry the whole time. Like, Andrea, like, I was so honored that you called us and like trusted us with this question. And like, it makes me so proud to like be a part of anything that would help. Like, I just so fucking tight, girl. Like, I'm so proud of you. I'm so happy for you. Send me your address. Like, I'll privately send you something. I'm just so excited for you. I love you, Andrea. And like,
call us if you need wedding advice.
Oh my God, we're gonna need wedding.
Andrea, little known
Jackie
fact,
Johnson.
I'm an excellent, excellent gayzilla for
gayzilla.
I know. My sister got married, and don't think it wasn't just as much my wedding as it was hers. And Molly knows exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Because I know a lot about weddings.
Ed is like the perfect person to bring with you if you want to buy a car or plan a wedding. Like, he knows everything and can like, well, he'll dress everyone down in the whole place. Like, he'll make everyone feel embarrassed by his like wealth of knowledge. So, Andrea, I'm like, I love you so much. Thank you for calling us and for everything. Like, you're amazing.
It's Mama Jessie calling back. No, I totally wasn't trolling you. And it's a real thing. And I will say this, my bathroom is small and doesn't have any windows, so that probably affects the ventilation and the ceiling's kind of low. But the guest was right, is that I do spray the texturizing spray all over, because I have Way and Oribe, and I do use it at the roots, but I also spray it all over, and I definitely breathe in when I do it. So I think that probably adds to why this could be an issue for me. But I swear, I bet it happens to other people and you just don't know it. I mean, maybe I just have a huge fucking schnoz and I haven't realized it yet. That could also be very true. But I swear, it's probably happened to other people and they just haven't noticed it. But yeah, it's like a real thing. And you can use dry texturizing spray like all over. I mean, you can use it at the roots. I use it more for texture rather than cleaning up grease from unwashed hair. So that's why I spray it all over, but I do spray it at the roots. So trust me, girl knows how to use her dry texturizing spray. She just goes a little ham on it, every now and then. But yeah, I am in Wisconsin and I would fucking love to come out to LA and hang out. No, but that made my day that you guys loved my call so much. I swear I wasn't trolling. It's an amazing podcast. I listen to it while I'm walking my kid. And yeah, I do live in the Midwest in Wisconsin. So Christina was right. If you want to give me a call back and discuss more, Midwest mom beauty tips, I'd love to do that. 414. No, that's not my fucking number. This is what kids do to your brain. I swear to God. Oh my God. All right. Love the show. Thanks, Miles. Bye.
Hey, mommy.
Hi, mommy.
Yeah. We're all dead. We don't even know what your name is. Literally, like, Ed doesn't listen to my podcast, which is a sign of a true friend.
Do listen to certain
your real
episodes.
Friends don't listen to your podcast. That's the truth.
Episodes. I do. I've listened to certain episodes.
Your real friends don't listen to your podcast.
Well, girl, you got 100. You got a straight 100 of them.
Episodes,
so,
yeah.
Molly, you kind of cue me on to certain ones I should listen to that you'll be like, oh, listen to that one. I'm like, okay.
Just read the social media.
Girl,
I have,
you know,
99
I got Molly's streaming through my Bluetooth. Let me tell you, honey.
Listen.
Straight Molly's voice straight streaming through my Bluetooth.
So, baby girl, mommy, like, you cannot, like, own your Coke boogers and, like, defend them on a previous episode. Like, you have to, like, insist. This is, like, literally earlier we got a call about wearing purple lipstick. This is, like, wearing purple lipstick. Like, Coke boogers, purple lipstick, it's all the same thing. Like, you are who you are. Bottom line.
Is it Christina? Or I'll just call her Coke boogers? Mama Jessie. I think Mama J is like a real fun time. Like, I think Mama J is, she's not a regular mom. She's a cool mom. But I also think, like, Mama J gets it. She lives in a mansion.
If Mama J came out here for a weekend, she would hook up with, like, four of my girlfriends. Like,
Mama J is ready to turn
up. There would be, like, a fucking destruction.
She needs to have, like, a YouTube there would be, channel.
Like, I think like,
literally
doing...
no one in my life would ever be able to talk to each other again if Jesse came out to L.A. Like, literally, everyone would be like, we're ruined. Like... we thought we saw the worst it could be.
We'd be barfing up shots.
Then we
for
met
sure.
Mama J. Like Mama J.
We'd be buying us shots for sure that we'd be barfing up in like an hour.
Mama J would be like, we would well, be, like, drink. She'd be like, here, take it. It's Tito's. And then she, and then we take the shot. And then in the morning, like I would feel like I woke up like the ET ghost, like when he hadn't phoned home yet.
Mama J sounds like she's dehydrated. She's got some real tolerance.
ET dehydration is my biggest fear. What is that? ET was so dehydrated. At the end of ET, like he hadn't phoned home yet, and like the government had not decided to step in, and like ET was dehydrated as fuck. And like, you know, that said, like I bet he hadn't taken a shit in like 3-4 days. Like no one talked about when ET, what's ET's digestion at? Like, was he taking, you know, your serotonin comes from your gut. Maybe he was depressed and wanted to phone home because ET hadn't taken an earth shit because, like, he hadn't drank water. Like, maybe if ET had taken a solid-ass shit, he would have lived life as, like, a construction worker or a guy. He would have been sexual Jumanji. Like, he would have killed life. If E.T. had taken one shit in his life, he would have been cool. I'm just saying that.
That's, I mean, right.
I don't know.
He was 30. He needed water. He needed a probiotic, a yogurt. All he'd been eating was peanut butter.
So he's constipated.
E.T. was constipated.
But the good news is, from Coke boogers to Coke shits, I don't think Mama J is constipated for a second. I think Mama J has got Mama J is comfortable in her enough.
Essentially, Mama J, we want to know how regular is your colon?
I bet you Mama J is functioning with a highly regular colon.
I think so.
She'll make a poop joke. She'll own it. She is the fun mom. We should party with her. We should go to get a mansion in Wisconsin.
No, I would literally let her come out here for a week and ruin my life. Like, this is the kind of bitch I'm like, yeah. Yeah, Andrea as well. Like, Andrea, I'm fully hosting your bachelorette party. You're coming out here and your life and mine. Like, we're ruining both our lives.
We should go visit Catherine Dennis in rehab. We should go visit her.
You don't even know.
Like, we should seriously, we should go, like, she should get us on the list and we should go
see her. I'm already in the car to go visit Catherine Dennis.
Like we're team Catherine Dennis. We will, honey.
Honey,
we will, whatever you need, we're here for you.
The underdog, always, always, always. And Catherine was a 22-year-old pregnant girl. If you make fun of a 22-year-old pregnant girl, you're a fucking monster. This was Please Advise, episode 100, part 2.
Fuck yeah.
Right. Woo. I love you guys. Jackson and Christina. Fucking air horn noises. This bitch has been sitting here for 6 hours.
Proud of you, babe.
Thank you so much. I love you guys so much. We will see you at Please Advise episode 101, which is totally this episode mathematically. I know, like, I literally know, but, like, we'll see you back at 101. I love you so much. 323-450-7408. That's our number. You can find us on Please Advise, on iTunes, on Twitter, on Facebook. You can find our sister podcast, Emotionally Broken Psychos, on iTunes. You can find us on SoundCloud, most importantly, Acast. We love working with Acast so much. So thank you so much for everyone who has listened for 100 episodes. You mean the world to me. I've heard about you guys walking around cities for the first time listening to our podcast, which is so insane and influential and it just means the world to me that you guys have listened all the, I'm like drunk and weird. I'm sorry. It just means the world to me that you guys have listened to 100 of like this. Like, you have to like me to get in the front door here. You can't avoid liking me unless you like hate me, which is fine too.
Molly, thank you for being such a great host. We've both grown so much from doing this show for 2 years.
Fucking right.
And I think it's really, really cool that you've been so vulnerable with our audience, and you've helped so many people
throughout the course of this.
I don't know about that.
Well, Andrea's getting married, so.
Oh my god, no. Oh my god, Andrea, like, can I please send you, like, a 7-foot dick? Like, email me your address. I love you.
Guys, I'm thanks so for listening. Happy for you. Molly, thanks for hosting.
Of course. I love you, Christina. Thank you for being, like, my everything. Like, we couldn't do this without you. Thank you.
I couldn't do it without you.
Doi.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Bye. Later.
Don't forget to check out our sponsor for this week's episode, Loot Crate. With Loot Crate, you got collectibles, apparel, and more from your favorite pop culture franchises delivered right to your door every single month. A new t-shirt, figures, comics, stuff for your kitchen in every crate. You guys, typically this isn't my jam. I say this every single week. I am blown away every single month when my Loot Crate shows up to my house by how much stuff is in there for me. Your average, basic, Pretty Little Liars loving bitch. I have so many fun things in every Loot Crate. There are so many fun things for me in every Loot Crate. I know that our producer, Christina Lopez, who is super into geeky stuff, is obsessed with hers too. So head to lootcrate.com/malls and enter code MALLS to save $3 on your new Loot Crate. You've got until the 19th at 9 p.m. Pacific to subscribe and receive that month's crate. And when that cutoff happens, too late. You missed out. So show your support for Please Advise and get your new Loot Crate today. I really, really recommend that apparel box, by the way.